to Psalm 78.
请我们打开诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
I will read the first eight verses.
头八节。
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord.And his strength and his wondrous works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children that should be born, who should arise.And tell them to their children, that they may set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
诗篇七十八篇第一节到第八节，我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒。要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，要将生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令，不要像我们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
And also will you turn with me to the 81st Psalm.
诗篇八十一篇。
We'll read just a few verses in it. Sing aloud unto God our strength.Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Raise a song, bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance for the God of Jacob.
诗篇八十一篇第一到第四节，你们当向神我们的力量大声欢呼，向雅各的神发声欢乐，唱起诗歌，打手鼓，弹美琴于瑟。当在月朔并月望我们过节的日期吹角，因为这是以色列定的律例，是雅各神的典章。
He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were free from the basket. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah.
第五节，他去攻击埃及的时候，埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证。我在那里听见我所不明白的言语，神说， 我使你的肩得脱重担，你的手放下筐子，你在急难中呼求，我就搭救你，我在雷的隐匿处应允你，在米利巴水那里试验你。
Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wouldest hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any foreign God. I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people hearkened not to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels.
我的民啊，你当听，我要劝诫你，以色列啊，甚愿你肯听从我。在你当中不可有别的神，外邦的神你也不可下拜。我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。
Oh, that my people would hearken unto me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should submit themselves unto him, but their time should endure forever. He would feed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock would I satisfy them.
我甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Should we have a further word of prayer?
让我们在一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are here gathered in your presence.
亲爱的主，让我们再次聚集在你的面前。
And we thank you, Father, that you can meet us at the beginning.Of this conference.
天父，我们实在感谢你，在这个特会的开始，你就 与我们同在。
Dear Lord, we need you.
亲爱的主，我们何等需要你。
We are living in perilous and dangerous and confused days.
因为我们在一个非常危险，也是非常混乱的时代里头。
Judgment is abroad in the land.
我们看见你自己审判的手在地上。
We need you, Lord.
主啊，我们需要你。
We need to hear you.
我们需要听见你自己说话。
We need that you would touch the eyes of our hearts.
我们需要你打开我们心中的眼睛。
Beloved Lord, we thank you that you have provided us with an anointing.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你为我们预备了恩膏。
You have provided it through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
乃是按照主耶稣完成的工作，你把这个恩膏赏给我们。
You have provided it for both the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
这个恩膏为着讲员，为着翻译，也为着所有听到的。
And into that anointing we stand by faith.
我们因着信就站在这个恩膏的里面。
Let that grace and power of yours.Upon us this evening.
我们求主恩典的主，让这个能力在我们中间。
Meet with us, Lord.
求你遇见我们每一个人。
In some way, reveal yourself to us.
把你自己启示给我们每一个人。
And we shall be careful to give you all the worship and praise of our hearts.
我们愿意把心里的敬拜完全献给你。
For answering this prayer.
你听我们的祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
The theme, I think, you all know of this conference is recovering the testimony of Christ.
我想这次大会的主题，我们大家应该都知道，是恢复耶稣基督的见证。
And my responsibility is the receiving of the testimony of God in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament.
那我的部分呢，是讲到在旧约里面，神的子民从神接受这一个神的见证。
Israel was chosen by God to receive His testimony.
以色列被神拣选来承接这一个见证。
If you consider that psalm that we, those two psalms we've read together, you've got it in a few words.
如果你注意我们刚刚读的两处的圣经在诗篇里面，你就知道那一个神的话是怎么样托付给犹太人。
In chapter 78 and verse 5, for he established a testimony in Japheth.
如果你注意78篇我们刚刚念的第五节，因为他在雅各中立了法度。
Could there be anyone more hopeless than Jacob?
在旧约的人选当中，哪一个能够比雅各更没有希望的一个人？
Yet it is in Jacob that he establishes his testimony.
但是他却拣选雅各，在他的里面来建立这一个见证。
And we had it in the psalm that we read in 81st psalm.
那我们在81篇也看到这句这样类似的。
It is quite an amazing thing that God should have chosen Israel.
所以你能够看见神是何等的稀奇来拣选以色列。
He did not choose them because they were great in number.
神不因为他们人多而拣选他们。
He did not choose them because they were pure.
也不是因为他们纯洁而拣选他们。
He chose them because he loved them.
只有因为他爱他们，所以神拣选他们。
This we find together in the Word of God in Deuteronomy.
我们如果打开生命记。
And chapter 7,
第七章
and verse 6,
第六节
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you.Because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loveth you, and because he would keep the oath which he sware unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
在生命记第七章第六节这样说，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，所以要守他的向你们列祖起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
The key to this is the little phrase for his own possession.
在这段话里头的那个要词 就是拣选你们做他的产业。
That is the testimony.
这个是见证。
He loved them.
因为神爱他们。
And chose them.
拣选他们。
To be a people set apart from all peoples.
让他们从万民中分别出来。
To be his own possession.
成为神特特的产业。
It is interesting when you go back to Abraham.
如果你再回到亚伯兰的身上。
You know when the God of glory appeared to him.
神的荣耀向亚伯兰显现。
According to our tradition, Abraham was an aristocrat.
照我们的这个传统来说的话，亚伯兰当年是一个贵族。
Came from one of the great ruling families of Ur of the Chaldees.
是在这个加勒底的乌尔是一个望族。
It's not as some liberal theologians say, some illiterate, smelly Bedouin shepherd.
不是像有一些自由派的神学家说，亚伯兰以前是一个小民，是没有学问的牧羊人。
According to the Talmud, Abraham's family, his father, Terah, had a very lucrative idol business.
从古卷里面我们知道他的父亲塔拉是一个很成功的生意人，而且是做偶像生意的。
It was a very good business.
在当年是很赚钱的。
There were idols on every corner.
那个社会里面到处都是偶像。
Idols for the living room, idols for the kitchen, idols for the bedroom.
在客房有客房的偶像，在这个主人房有主人房的偶像，每一个房间都有偶像。
And according to our tradition, Abraham was a very clever salesman.
那么犹太人的传统也告诉我们，这一个亚伯兰当年也是一个很会做生意的一个年轻人。
And then the God of glory appeared.
但是有一天，荣耀的神向这个年轻人显现。
In that stunning moment,
在那一刻
，Abraham was changed.
他改变了。
He never worshipped an idol again.
他从那天起再不从不拜偶像了。
He never made an idol again.
也再也不制造偶像了。
He saw in the God of glory.
因为他见到荣耀的神。
The city of glory.
他也看到那个荣耀的城。
He saw more than most Christians.
他所看见的比今天很多的基督徒所看见的更多。
And God said to him.
那个时候神对他这样说。
Out of thee.Shall come a great nation.
从你要生出一个大的国。
And he went on to say, In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
也因着你，万民要蒙福。
Two things.
两件事。
A great nation.
要有一个大国。
Not great in numbers.
并不是说有很多的人。
But great because God.
这个国家成为大国是因为神住在这个国中。
This little people that God chose,
这一小群人神拣选他们
were by the grace of God,
是神的恩典
and the power of God,
神的能力
to influence the whole of world history,
然后来影响到整个世界的历史。
Because God chose them as his own possession,
因为神当年拣选他们成为神的产业。
Then it changed the world.
然后改变了世界。
The second thing was in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
然后第二个更重要的点就是因着他要祝福地上的万民。
This is not the Jew.
不是只祝福犹太人。
This is all the people.
乃是指的万民说的。
Every ethnic group.
每一个世界上的民。
Every race.
每一个人种。
Every color.
每一个颜色。
Every tongue.
每一个方言。
It was an amazing promise that God made to Abraham.
所以这个应许是一个 伟大的应许对亚伯拉罕来说的。
It never left his seed.
这个离不开他的那个种。
Jacob.
雅各。
Was a twister.
他是一个诡诈的人。
That's what his name means in Hebrew.
那个希伯来的意思，这个雅各的意思就是。
Grandfather's gift.
他大概从他祖父传下来的。
Dear Jacob.
雅各。
He twisted his twin brother.
他诡诈的对待他的双生的兄弟哥哥。
First, the birthright.
把他的长子名分骗过来。
Secondly, the blessing.
然后又把他。爸爸的祝福骗过来。
And then he had to flee for his life.
然后他为他的生命逃了，逃走。
And God met him.
然后神遇见这个人。
He had a dream.
他做一个梦。
With his head on a pillow of stone.
他在做梦的时候，他脑袋是枕着一块石头。
Maybe it helped him to dream.
可能因着那个缘故，他做了一个梦。
But in that dream.
在那个梦的里面
He saw God,
他遇见主
standing,
神站在他面前
over against the ladder,
然后有一个天梯
and the angels were ascending and descending,
他看见天使在这个梯上上去下来
not descending and ascending,
不是先下来再上去
ascending and descending,
乃是上去下来
and when he woke upHe said, "This is the house of God."
当他梦醒的时候，他说：“这个地方乃是神的家。”
God sent him to the only other clever swindler in the Middle East.
所以呢，神就给他找另外一个人，也是在当代有名的一个很诡诈的人。
It was his uncle,
就是他的舅舅拉班。
The two of them swindled each other for 21 years.
然后这两个保人就在一起互相诡诈了21年。
Until finally, Jacob saw himself.
终于有一天，他在这一个斗争的里头认识了自己。
First in Laban, then in Leah.And finally in Rachel.
他看见他自己在他的舅舅身上看到他的影子，然后就是利亚，然后是拉结。
Only then did God change him.
当他从这三个人的经历之后，神才改变他。
He was alone.
那个时候他是单独的面对。
Laban was behind him. Esau was in front of him.
在那一刻他的舅舅是在他的后头。
And then God wrestled with him.
他的前面是他的哥哥在等着他，然后神跟他说。
It is an amazing story.
这是一个非常有意思的故事。
I mean, someone like in human form wrestled with Jacob.
有一个天使，好像穿着人的身体，在那里跟这个雅各摔跤。
No one can tell me.That one, that mysterious stranger, could not knock Jacob out with one blow.
没有人可以说服我说，这一个天使不能用一个很简单的方法一次就把他打垮。
Jacob was a strong young man.
虽然雅各是一个强壮的年轻人。
It took all the shepherds to roll back the stone, but Jacob did it for Rachel alone.
要好几个男的才有办法把那个石头搬开，他一个人为了拉结，他一手就把它推开。
But that heavenly visitor that wrestled with Jacob made himself weak so that Jacob could get him in the wrestling clinch.
但是那一天，当他与天使摔跤的时候，这个天使
故意使他自己成为软弱，让他能够有长的时间跟雅各摔跤摔了一晚上。
And Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
然后雅各说，如果你不祝福我，我不让你走。
And the Lord said to him,
神对他这样说，
What's your name?
你的名字叫什么？
As if the Lord didn't know his name.
好像主不知道他的名字。
The Lord had arranged the whole thing.
这整个的事情是神一手安排的。
He'd taken him from his home.
他从他的家开始。
Like all these relationships and circumstances.
然后兴起这么多的环境来对付他。
And the Lord said, What's your name?
然后神问他，你叫什么名字？
Of course he knew.
当然他知道他的名字。
And Jacob could have said,
那雅各可以回答，
I'm Abraham's grandson.
我是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
That would have been a good get out.
这样拉了个关系，他可以。
I'm Isaac's son.
我是这个以撒的儿子。
Then he said,
然后他说，
I'm Jacob.
他说，我是雅各。
I'm the twister.
我是这一个摔跤者。
And God said to him, You shall no more be called Jacob.
神对他说，从今以后你不要再叫雅各。
You shall be called Israel.
你要叫以色列。
Prince with God.
是神的王子。
This is the testimony of God. Then the Lord took him back to Bethel. That's where he had begun. And then he came in a full circle. Back to Bethel. The house of God, Bethel. This is what the Lord meant when he said, But I have loved you and have chosen you because, not because you were many or great, but because of the oath I swore to your fathers.
这就是刚刚我们读的圣经，神对犹太人说，不是因为你们人多，所以我拣选你们。那相反的，你在众民中是最少的。我拣选你是因为我爱你。
They were an especial people. God chose them. He set them apart from all other nations. Even when Balak paid Balaam to curse them, Balaam found he couldn't curse them. He could only bless them. And he said in Numbers 23 and verse
9,
he said this extraordinary thing. From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, it is a people that dwelleth alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations.
民数记二十三章第九节，我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
Everything the Lord did with this people was to make them separate.
神在以色列上，以色列上做的每一件事情都有一个特点，就是要把他这一群人跟万民分别。
He gave them laws over food.
神给他们这个食物的律法。
This was to ensure that they couldn't be assimilated by other people.
也就是说，犹太人的这个特殊的食物的律法。
We eat food as a kind of expression. We have friends come to us, we go to them. It's like fellowship.
我们都知道食物让我们在一起享受，我们能够互相的交往。
No, I don't have to say anything to the Chinese about eating.
我不需要对中国人来说食物的重要。
But by giving special laws that they could not eat this, they could not eat that, they couldn't eat the other, and all the other laws to do with food, he cut right across that sharing.
因着神给犹太人有这么多的规条，关于食物什么可以吃，什么不可以吃，这个独特的吃法使他们跟外邦人没办法来往。
And the reason we are today a people is because of those unbelievable laws that kept this nation separate from other nations.
所以你会发现自己千年来犹太人怎么样能够跟外邦人分别呢？保持了那么长的时间，这个食物的跟外邦人的不同。
Not only food laws.Not only food laws.
单单食物上有律法。
Marriage.
婚姻也有规定。
No Jew was to marry a non-Jew.
犹太人不能跟外邦人结婚。
They were apart.
因为要分别。
Separate.
分别为圣。
Holy.
分别为圣。
Not only marriage.
不单单婚姻是如此。
Dress.
穿衣服。
You know, they had to wear, the men had to wear a shirt underneath.Their outer garment with tassels.
犹太人的男人要穿这个衬衫在里面，外面才有外袍。
Just to show they were a people that belonged to heaven.
这个穿法是选明这些人是属天的。
And not only that, but in their behavior, everything.
所以你会发现，食衣住行都与外邦人不一样。
God said they were a people for his own possession.
因为神很特殊的指明这一群人是特属我的。
He owned them as his own.
好像神拥有了这一群人。
And the land he gave them he called 13 times my land.
神把一块地赏给他们，神13次在圣经里说，这是我的土地。
That covenant he made with Abraham and the seed of Abraham through Isaac, not Ishmael, he made a separate covenant with Ishmael, and to Jacob, not Esau, he has kept to this day.
那个约与亚伯拉罕与他的子孙所立的这个约，神特别保守，从亚伯拉罕到以撒，而不是以斯玛利，然后从以撒到雅各，而不是以扫，是这一条线一直下来，一直到今天，神还持守这个约。
I don't want to digress, but I will say this.The division of the promised land lies at the root of the judgment that is falling upon the United States.
所以，我并不是要离题，但是我要顺便提到，之前讲到这里，我要提出来。今天把这个巴勒斯坦分成两块，统治。这个做法就是今天美国为什么会有这么多问题的原因，是遭到神的咒诅。
And also the United Kingdom.
联合国也包括在内。
And also the European Union.
也包括欧盟在内。
God has a controversy with the nation.
因为神与这些国家因着这块地的问题有很大的冲突。
The financial meltdown.The economic recession, the climate change is all to do with the promised land and the division of it.
所以今天世界上所面临的经济的萧条、金融的海啸，还有这个生态的问题，这些都与世界各国对 块土地的政策来分割而治，这个政策有关系。
But let me come back to this question. What was the testimony of God received by Israel? That he chose them to be a special people, separate from all others. And he promised.He desired to dwell amongst them. They should be his own possession. I just to go back to the very beginning. Do you remember the pillar of cloud and fire?That was the testimony of God. That was the presence of God. That was the presence of God manifested. No other nation had such an experience. It was all to do with the divine purpose.Yet another matter I would like to talk about in this testimony of God. The Apostle Paul put it very simply. What advantage is there in being a Jew and circumcised? And he answered.Much in every way. First, for them were committed the oracles of God. Here is the testimony of God. To this nation and to no other, God committed.He revealed his heart and his mind. I don't know if I'm making myself clear enough. But this nation of Israel was to be the custodian of the revelation of God's heart and mind.Through them, this word of God would come to the nation. By them, the light of God would shine in a world that was totally dark. It was the word of God.Every part of that word was strengthened. For instance, take the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. And verse 27, and beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
24.
Or again in the same chapter,
同样这一章,
verse 44,
to 47. And he said, and these are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, that the Messiah should suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day. Isn't this amazing? The only responsibility I have this evening is to speak about receiving the testimony of God in the Old Covenant. You have 39 books of the Old Covenant. The early church had nothing else. From those 39 books, they preached the gospel. Marvelous. So amazing is this book. This book is alive. It may not be to you, but it is alive. When the Spirit of God takes this book, he can take a verse, a sentence, a phrase, and bring it into you. And in that moment, your whole life is flooded with divine light. Now, Shakespeare is wonderful. But I have never heard of an alcoholic delivered from his alcoholism by a word from Shakespeare. Nor have I ever heard of a drug addict saved from his drug addiction by a word from Shakespeare. I mean, the Confucian analects are wonderful. But has anyone ever been saved by the Confucian analects? Never. But this book,